So the typical indie in a three-word tweet by the former senior Ulster unionist Lord Kilcluny, which has sparked outrage this morning. The crossbench peer was referring to the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, who the DUP accused of poor manners over his visit to Northern Ireland yesterday. 03030 80 55 55 on the phones. Lord Kilcluny has been accused of racism and he rejects that and says he will not withdraw the tweet. Let's speak to our political correspondent, Enda McClafferty. Enda, set the rest of this out for us. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Vinnie. Well, Lord Kilcluny, Vinnie, as we know, has some form when it comes to passing comments online about the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and his ethnic background, because he has in the past posted controversial comments for which he later removed and then apologised. What happened back then essentially was that he was responding to comments made by Simon Coveney, and in the post that he put up on Twitter, he said that the Taoiseach was clearly trying to undermine the Indian. Now, back then, Lord Kilcluny's explanation whenever he faced a storm of protest on Twitter was that he had some difficulty in spelling Leo Varadkar's name and that he used the term Indian as shorthand so that he could bypass the problem of getting the spelling right, as it were. Nobody really accepted or believed that. He removed the Twitter post and then he subsequently apologised, and in his apology said he accepted that Leo Varadkar was 100% Irish. Now, what has happened this time around is that Lord Kilcluny was responding to a story on the BBC Newsline Twitter post around the DUP's dissatisfaction with Leo Varadkar's decision to come north of the border without the DUP saying informing the local MPs in the constituency where he visited. They say that was disrespectful and a sign of bad manners. And Lord Clooney's response to that was typical Indian. So that landed him in a whole lot of hot water once again, with a lot of people online accusing him of being racist. And of course, we've heard this morning Mike Nesbitt, the former leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, has accused Lord Kilcluny of being racist. The current leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, Robin Swan, says Lord Kilcluny does not speak on behalf of him. And we've also had criticism as well from the DUP, as well as the Alliance leader Naomi Long, and indeed all the parties across the board have been pretty vocal in their condemnation of Lord Kilcluny.
You mentioned there Mike Nesbitt, the former leader. He had said that Lord Kilcluny is no longer a member of the UUP, but he is a former deputy leader. How embarrassing is this for the party?
Well, he's a crossbench peer, so he is an independent voice, if you like, in the House of Lords. But for many people in Northern Ireland, he will be associated with the Ulster Unionist Party because he was a member there. He was a leading politician with the party for a long number of years. And that's why I think Robin Swan in particular was quick off the mark and putting clear blue water between himself and Lord Kilcluny and what he has posted. And Mike Nesbitt then has followed that up as a former leader, if you like, just to make it clear that Lord Kilcluny very much has things off his own hymn sheet and has nothing now got to do with the Ulster Unionist Party. So that, in a sense, is them trying to say this man speaks for himself and we very much condemn what he has said. Now, Lord Kilcluny, interestingly, in the follow-up tweets, has refused to take this post down, has basically said that he is not a racist. In some comments he was posting last night, he was pointing to the fact that he is a member of the British Indian lobby group across the way. Yes. And has recently been in correspondence with Number 10 about visas for Indians coming into the UK. So on one hand he says he's definitely not a racist in his mind, but then he posts something like this, which has many people accusing him of being a racist.
One tweet he posted last night, I wanted to highlight that unlike native Irish PMs, he had contravened the normal courtesies of visiting the UK, and I certainly have succeeded in terms of highlighting that. He went on to say, as one who works for Indians in the UK, I am most definitely no racist. Far from it, I admire them. Is it there?
And is there a
possibility here, and sorry to cut across you there, that this is a generational thing that some will claim and that he just doesn't simply understand the offensiveness that some people will take from his comments?
Well, the difficulty, I think, for Lord Kilcluny in his previous apology, whenever he removed a tweet when he talked about Leo Varadkar as being the Indian, he accepted back then that Leo Varadkar was 100% Irish, and yet in this latest exchange on Twitter, he's trying to suggest that an Irish politician would have behaved differently from an Indian politician, as he says it, in relation to travelling across the border without, in his opinion, adhering to the relevant protocols of informing local politicians. So he is contradicting himself. himself in a sense on what he's saying back then and what he's saying now in terms of Leo Varadkar being 100% Irish, but yet and all pointing to the fact that he's an Indian and trying to use that as some excuse as to how he's behaved this time around.
The suggestion of a difference between the heritage, of course, Mr. Varadkar was born in Dublin to a mother from County Waterford, and his father was originally from Mumbai. Just before you go, and going back to that, the protocol, the issue, the poor manners that was described about the Taoiseach's visit to Northern Ireland yesterday, what is the actual protocol around that, and what did he break in the eyes of the DUP?
Well, it depends who's involved, because as far as Westminster goes, there is a protocol in place there where visiting MPs who are going to the constituency of another MP are, if you like, duty-bound to inform them out of courtesy that they will be performing some kind of official functions in their backyard, as it were. When it comes to visiting heads of state, if you like, well, I would say under normal circumstances, Leo Varadkar coming north of the border would have informed the executive, because we don't have an executive. The Irish government then informed. They tell us the NIO and give the NIO 24-hour notice of Leo Varadkar's visit north. So as far as the Irish government was concerned, that box was ticked. They had informed the authorities north of the border of the visit, and they say that the relationship in terms of MPs in Westminster is a very different set of protocols. But the DUP, of course, see it very differently. They say, out of respect and out of good manners, that the Taoiseach should have informed the local MP in Upper Bann of his decision to visit the constituency. So it's a very different thing in terms of Westminster when it comes to then visiting heads of state.
Protocol is protocol, and if he believes he has done the right thing by contacting the NIO ahead of his visit, then many will say, well, what is the DUP's problem? Like, what are they so upset about? In a statement to this programme, the DUP, this is in relation to the Irish government's Brexit strategy, and they said that following the comments recently, this was followed up with a visit which no local representatives were informed about, and none of the other normal protocol is followed. So, you know, the protocol is there, and surely it's in black and white, and that should be something that's straightforward. Is this maybe something more of a courtesy that the DUP feel that he didn't, but at the same time, no rules were actually broken?
I think everything we look at in terms of North-South politics right now, we have to look at it against the backdrop of Brexit, Vinnie, and that's very much at play here again, because we know, of course, there's a pretty fractious relationship between the DUP and the Dublin government over Brexit, and that's likely to increase in the months ahead in terms of the Irish government's approach to the negotiations. The DUP very unhappy, describing Dublin as being very aggressive, describing Brussels, indeed, as being very aggressive, and I think any opportunity that you will see whereby they will feed into that particular narrative of the Dublin government behaving in a way which is anti-unionist, you will see the DUP will be flagging that up. And this is another opportunity, I think, for the party to say that, in their opinion, Leo Varadkar has overstepped the mark in travelling north without letting the local MP know. So I think we can expect more of this, Vinnie, because we have the Brexit background, which is going to dominate everything politically over the course of the next few years.
So maybe, and the DUP are upset because they maybe wanted to meet with Leo when he was there, and they maybe wanted to have some advance notice and maybe arrange a luncheon or something.
I would doubt that, Vinnie, because the DUP are pretty clear that they do meet Leo Varadkar, but not, as I say, for lunches and things like that, because the party have been very much taking a standoff approach when it comes to the recent visit by Michel Barnier. Of course, the party say that they will meet him in Brussels at some stage in the future, and they haven't been engaging in the various activities that he's been in, and I think it's been a similar situation for Leo Varadkar as well. So the party, I think, are pretty clear in their mind about how they arrange meetings with the Dublin government, and indeed with Michel Barnier as well. But I think a lot of this, Vinnie, goes back to David Davies, of course, the Brexit secretary who visited Northern Ireland. The very low profile meeting, the media wasn't aware of it, local politicians indeed weren't aware of it, and he was criticised by Sinn Féin and others for visiting constituencies without alerting the local MP. So I think a lot of it feeds back into the discontent which surrounded that meeting. Well, that meeting that didn't happen, to say, whenever David Davies was here, and he didn't alert the authorities. And this, in the sense of the DUP, flagging up the fact that here we have another high-level politician in Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach from Dublin, coming here without adhering to any kind of protocol that they would see as appropriate.
OK, Enda McClafferty, always a pleasure. That's Enda, our political correspondent.